Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third and final hour, just a few minutes left, 5 minutes, then a couple minutes after the break with Tex Mars. Let's go to calls for Tex. Let's talk to Tom in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, Tom. Oh, okay. Well, then we'll go to Ron in New York then next. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My topic may not exactly be on point completely with what Tex is talking about, but I want to raise an issue. And I
Ron, you haven't called in about a year. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tougher to get through to your show now as you get more popular. Harder and harder and harder. But I finally made it today. The topic I'm going to discuss today is in regards to a bill which was formally titled prior to last Thursday, H.R. 2640, which is an expansion of the National Instant Check System in order to purchase a firearm.
Which federalizes the departments. It's the biggest gun control act since 68. The NRA supported it, and the average person has no idea. The BATF, coast to coast, and I've even had NRA board members on to talk about this, is shutting down gun shops everywhere. There is a reign of anti-gun terror. Let me get Tex to comment on that.
Sure.
Tex, you want to comment on what's happening?
Well, I'm glad Ron brought this up. This is all part of it. But remember, the Republican Party and George Bush masquerade as defenders of the Second Amendment. Here again we have what the truth is versus the lie. So they have their thugs, at the ATF, the Treasury Department, going around harassing gun shops and such. At the same time, they're going down and Dick Cheney's shooting somebody in the face. Maybe we should take away his guns. But we leave good American citizens with something to defend ourselves against the tyrants in Washington, D.C.
Now, Ron's a former New York, he's a retired police officer. You want to comment on this, Ron? Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. It's even worse than people know, and they have played this so cleverly. They have played this one like a black widow playing each strand of its webs. It's almost diabolical cunning has been used to promote this. It is no longer called H.R. 2640, by the way, because in the U.S. Senate committee last Thursday, U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, it was merged with several other unrelated bills, and they've retitled it. See, they keep metamorphosizing the bill every time people get a little wise.
Now, wait a minute. Bush signed instant check expansion. You mean there's another one?
Yes, yeah.
And this when does it end? I can't even keep track.
Hold on, my friend. Please, this is
unbelievable. Here's what's happening. I'm going to put you on hold because Mike Rivera will want to talk about this. Ron, can you hold? Because I want to give you some time.
Oh, it's absolutely important that I hold and let the country know or your listeners know.
Okay. And then I want to skip to another caller. I want people to have a chance. Nelson just hung up, so let's go to Jenny in Arizona. Jenny, you're on the air with Tex Mars.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, so I'm a little nervous, so if you could bear with me a little bit. First, I wanted to say that I wanted to ask if you've ever read a book called A Choice, Not an Echo, written by Phyllis Schlafly, I believe.
Phyllis Schlafly, yeah. I've read the book. I've interviewed her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because my mom always talked about this book. She said her father used to always talk about it, and so I got it off eBay. I actually got you a copy, too, so I didn't know if you'd seen it or read it, but it's amazing. It was written back in the 60s. It talks all about, she refers to the New World Order as kingmakers, and she talks about how she even mentions the Bilderbergs and how she mentions the possible meeting dates, and I cross-referenced the meeting dates, the Bilderberg meetings that she was discussing, and sure enough, it was definite Bilderberg that she was talking about. And she mentioned David Rockefeller in there, George Romney, the governor of Michigan at the time, father of Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, total
and
scum.
It was just amazing how she was mentioning how they had the kingmakers put in Romney to go up against Goldwater, because they did not want Goldwater in there, no matter what. And they were trying to...
And they're
to
running Romney against Paul right now. Let me get Tex Mars' comment on that quickly on the other side. Then we're going to wrap it up with our guest. Got to get him back up in the near future. Final segment with Tex Mars on the other side. Powerofprophecy.com is the website. You can link through to it right now at Infowars.com.
Yeah. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are in occupied territory. I've been running that liner now for 10 years, 9 years. I don't know, since 98, yeah, 9 years. And that's what we're facing here. We are in occupied territory. Physically, financially, spiritually, geographically, we need to realize that it is a literal hoax, a fraud, a matrix of propaganda that is then regurgitated by the general public. And going back to Jenny, and then we're going to finish up with Johnny, and that's going to be it. We're going to let Tex go. Johnny in Virginia. Tex, that's exactly what we're talking about, these lies and how it's generational, and how Mitt Romney... she found stuff written back in the 60s about how his daddy was used to hamstring Goldwater, who was a Ron Paul, prototype. That's exactly what you were talking about earlier, these key people in key positions. And you can see, we've got a video on PrisonPlanet.com today where it shows ABC photos on ABC's website, and it shows one Ron Paul person with a sign and then says, oh, there were many more Mitt Romney. Then it shows actual video of those very people. There are hundreds of Ron Paul people and just a few Mitt Romneys they misrepresent. Again, it's a lie right there. Comments to what Jenny was saying, Tex?
Well, and you know, I can understand why they did and why Schlafly was correct in her book, A Choice, Not an Echo, because Goldwater wrote his autobiography, and he warned people about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission a little later on. But he said the CFR is basically a group that of influential men who want a new world order, a one world system to end American sovereignty. So they didn't want Goldwater in there. And you remember the incredible propaganda they used about him. They had a little girl in a, they had political ads showing a little girl picking daisies in a beautiful field of daisy flowers, and suddenly
a
the mushroom cloud. And of course, Mr. Condi Rice, when people doubted that there were weapons of mass destruction, Alex, what did she bring forth?
She said, we don't want to see a mushroom cloud.
The mushroom cloud. Boy, I always remember that mushroom. You know, one of the things I was just thinking during the break, and I'd like to just very quickly read, because I think your video documentary, Terror Storm, boy, it epitomizes. Going back to Phyllis Schlafly in that book in the 60s, this is the book written in 48 by George Orwell, or published in 48, 1984. And I like your comment, Alex, on this. It talks on page 153 here of the edition I have of George Orwell's 1984. Remember, the main character, Winston, had a girlfriend named Julia, and she believed that most of the nonsense being put out by the government was a bunch of lies. Now listen to this quote and see, I want to know what you think. It says, in some ways, she, that is Julia, was far more acute than Winston and far less susceptible to propaganda. Once, when he happened in some connection to mention the war against Eurasia, she startled him by saying casually that, in her opinion, the war was not happening. The rocket bombs, which fell daily on London, were probably fired by the government itself just to keep people frightened. This was an idea that literally had never occurred to him.
And then later he's walking and he notices it never hits government compounds. It just hits the general public. No, exactly. That's government-sponsored terror. And see, Orwell had worked in the secret police in India growing up there. Then he decided to be a bum for years to experience it. Very highly educated, very smart. Eric Blair was his real name. Then he fought for the communists. He found out then they were controlled in Franco, Spain. He got shot through the throat. Then he went back and worked for the BBC in propaganda. And in that book, he figures out, of course, then it was known in England that the Milner Group, as Carol Quigley wrote, actually knew Hitler was going to do what he did and financed him so he would, and they knew this in the 30s, would tear everything up so they could bring down Europe. And so Orwell knew all that, and that's why the book's so genius, because he lays out a lot of their systems. Anything else you want to add, Jenny, from Arizona?
Yeah, just real quick, there was one other point I wanted to make about, I was reading the Costco magazine this month that I get, and on page 43 it's titled Meet the Board, and to my surprise, the director since 2003 is William H. Gates, the father of Bill Gates. So I found that pretty ridiculous considering he's a big population thinning advocate.
And again,
it's all about bulk.
He's on the board of what?
On the board of Costco.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's also on the board of Planned Parenthood, and Bill Gates is
exactly.
A huge eugenicist, yeah.
You should see the picture of him. He looks like a gargoyle. He looks like pure evil.
Well, it's hard to find photos of him. That ended up on the cutting room floor in Endgame. We just don't have time to put that in and add all the evidence of how wicked Bill Gates and his daddy are. But thank you. And listen, I haven't read A Choice on an Echo in years. And so if you bought an extra copy, give it to friends or family. Or if you're not going to, sure, send it. It'd be good to have in the library. I really appreciate your call, Jenny. One last call, and we're going to Mike Rivero. And I appreciate Tex joining us today. And I appreciate Mike coming on. Johnny in Virginia, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Tex, I was wondering if, being that we're all familiar with unconstitutional behavior of government and so forth, if the people were constitution-minded and you were charged and arrested and went before a jury of your peers for violating a law that is unconstitutional, would you be convicted? And second part is, if the people were constitution-minded, wouldn't that turn government completely around, starting at the state level?
Let me just throw something in. Or that question is directly for Tex, isn't it?
Yes.
Tex, go ahead.
Well, no, I don't mind you.
No, I'm breaking my habit of interrupting, and it's not a show off
no,
thing.
No,
it's that I get real hyper, and then I yeah.
Well, I think it's conviction, it's passion for the truth here. Well, you know, if I understand the question correct, of course, you know, people are being convicted. Look at the two Border Patrol agents, because the government brings in lies, and that they use propaganda, as they did in the trial of the Koresh people.
And the judge also instructs the jury on what they've got to do, which he's not supposed to do. You're supposed to judge the facts and the law, and the jury's the boss, and they even instruct the judge. Now they've incrementally changed that culture to a fraud. But expanding on that, then the American Bar Association, the last 7 years running, their number one thing they call for whenever they meet, generally in Newark or Chicago, is to abolish trial by jury. So the lawyers themselves, the guild, are arguing to abolish it, Tex.
They would like that because, you know, they don't want any way that the people can be involved in making judgments and decisions. But again here, you know, the Constitution has been destroyed piece by piece. And I want people to remember something. Our original Constitution did not have a Bill of Rights. The elite, who gave us our Constitution, did not include a Bill of Rights. But the people of the United States, the little people, you can call them that if you want to. I like being called a little
1789, person. They demanded it.
That's right. They said, we're not going to approve this Constitution unless you add 10 amendments. And so this is very vital for us. It's not what our founding fathers gave to us. It's what the people of America demanded and said, you're not going to take away from us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Johnny. Tex, I know you've been really busy, and we're always praying for your ministry and the great work you do, but I'd like to twist your arm to come back on at least once a month with us because we're always so blessed to have you. Give out the toll-free number to get that free newsletter.
AlexPowerProphecy.com, of course, and Infowars.com for the book Codex Magica, but just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, and simply say, please send me the newsletter, give your address, and we'll send it right out to you.
Tell them again, please, sir.
Yeah, 1-800, that's toll-free, 234-9673.
Tex, say hi to everybody there at the office, and Wanda, and Mickey, and everybody else, and God bless you, my friend.
Hey, it's been a great pleasure, and God bless you and your wonderful audience, Alex.
You bet. He is just such a sweetheart. He's such a dear sweetheart, and his wife is so great. And you know, I'm so busy. I used to go out to dinner every once in a while with Tex and go over to his house and stuff. Years ago, I haven't seen Tex personally in 3 years. He's never even met my daughter. That's the type of stuff. I'm not whining, but that's the type of stuff I've sacrificed. Is that I never get to see people anymore. And you know what? Speaking of sacrifice, I appreciate Michael Rivero sitting there for the last 5 minutes. I got Tex on late, and then so I've got him on late. Now he joins us once a month. Does his own great show Saturday mornings for 2 hours here on the GCN Radio Network. Does another syndicated show now. And I'm glad that I twisted his arm into getting into radio because he's got a lot of talent and a great political mind. WhatReallyHappened.com is the website, and we always love to pick his brain once a month. We'll be taking your calls, come up about 20 minutes for him. We've got some calls on gun control and other issues. But Mike Rivero, always good to have you on, my friend.
Well, always good to be on your show, Alex, and I didn't mind waiting because I like to listen to Tex talk about what he talks about, too.
He's a very interesting fella, very cheerful individual as well, always makes you happy to talk to him. Mike, we never talked before you come on air. What do you think is most important right now? Give us a prelude, and we'll come back and get into it.
Well, I think right now what is becoming obvious is that Ron Paul's candidacy is really gaining a lot of steam, and I think the mainstream media and the establishment are transitioning away from simply saying he's irrelevant to attempting to recast him on issues away from the war. And whether or not Ron Paul can actually win the White House or not, the reality is that as long as he remains a viable candidate, he is going to make the wars a major issue of the 2008 campaign.
And he's going to inject real issues.
Absolutely, that will be the case. And the last thing that any of the other candidates want is for the war to be an issue at all. And the sooner they can get rid of him, the sooner they can go on trying to make global warming or gay marriage or immigration or all these other things.
The diversionary football. Oh, perfect. I'm glad. I meant to talk about that this morning when I saw all the hit pieces on Paul. And then I kind of forgot it in the wash, you know, on air, you know, with all this other stuff floating around. But that's in my stack here, you know, where they're going, he did spent millions for shrimp research. The earmark had been spent. It was being apportioned to his district. He said, okay, since I've got to have the money, I'll try to private industry for research on how to get shrimp in the Gulf, because there's literally hardly any. I mean, when I was a kid, there were hundreds of shrimp boats at every port. Now there's none. He tries to get shrimp back in the ocean, and now he's evil. They're saying, oh, he's pork barrel. Stay there, Mike Rivero. We'll come back. And, man, I'm glad you brought that up. We'll talk about Ron Paul on the other side. Glad he mentioned that, because I'd totally forgotten about it. And we got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com is our top story up there about this. So Mike always brings up the key issues. We'll talk to him on the other side. WhatReallyHappened.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 3rd, 2007, gold 667. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $337.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $337.70, and $169.85. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Strange days are here. Strange days have found us. They're going to destroy us. Yeah, the controlled corporate brainwashing press knows the general public basically has no idea even about how the three branches of government work or the two houses of Congress, the two bodies, or that earmarks, and Ron Paul's put a statement out on this. He's explained this years ago. This is how earmarks work. They've spent all this pork money. He votes against the pork. Then they say, here is the money secreted to your district. In fact, he doesn't bring statistically a lot of pork back. And they always criticize him. People that run against him always criticize him and say, you didn't bring us any pork. And he says, yeah, I voted against all these big spending bills. But then once they apportion the money, even the paltry sum that he gets for that area of South Texas on the coast, he gets it. And so he says, okay, I'll try to get shrimp back in the Gulf. That looks like a good place to spend some money. Free market. And he's being crucified for that. They're calling it a skeleton they uncovered. Meanwhile, you can have the other candidates involved in every form of corruption you can imagine. Giuliani with his daddy being a mob boss, and Centra Zachary Farm Corporations grabbing the roads and toll roads and profiteering and grabbing 9/11 funds in New York. Mike Rivero, you got the floor. Go over it for us.
Well, basically, what it is Ron Paul is viewed by the current established order in D.C. as very much of an outsider. He is coming in there. He is bringing the real issues to this election, which is the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, the lies that got us into these wars. And as long as he is in the running, then people have to talk about the war. And coming out of the 2006 elections, politicians know the war is a loser for elections and campaigns. Congress was taken away from the GOP and handed to the Democrats on the basis of opposition to the war. The Democrats, of course, have turned into this incredible disappointment, and everybody's wondering just, how complicit they are. But nobody wants the war to be an issue going into 2008. And this is why we've seen the mainstream media continue to insist Ron Paul has no support. The numbers that he's getting online are just because he's got a few hackers working for him, running up the online polls. He's not real. He isn't there, and even though the debates he's been in, he clearly walks away in charge of. They're desperate to dismiss.
Well, he's been winning one IP address polls that a lot of experts are saying are more scientific than a Gallup poll, where they call a certain subset where they know what answer they're going to get. He's gone from not showing up to 3 points on the poll. He's raised more money than McCain. Las Vegas is saying he's the only person that can beat a Democrat, and the Republicans know that. They're just meant to basically pass the baton, raise campaign money, and keep it themselves. This is not a real election, and he is a spoiler for their staged event, and I agree with you. And now, what do you say to them trying to attack him for apportioning money that he was given, which he voted against, to put more shrimp in the Gulf?
It's a tempest in a teapot, and frankly, I agree. We need to get some of that part of the economy of the country back running again. It's been overfished. It's been overharvested. And, yeah, finding ways to revitalize that, I think, is I'd rather have my money spent on that than, bombing the heck out of foreign countries that have.
Well, that's what he said. He said he's put out several statements on this in the past. He said they would use it for CPS. They would use it for police state. They'd use it for the war.
Absolutely. And, this is why, Ron Paul is really looking at what is wrong with the United States of America, and, he wants to put the money there, and that is, of course, what everybody else wants to do as well. But I want to put out this little caution here, and that is that Ron Paul has become as much of a threat to the established pro-war machine as John Kennedy was to the CIA or Robert Kennedy was to Nixon. And so I just hope Ron Paul's going to be really very, very careful, because when you become this much of a threat to the established oligarchy, bad things can happen. And so I just hope he's got his Kevlar undies on.
No, we asked him about that a few months ago, and he spent a full hour with us, and he said that, no, he knows they'll try to kill him if he gets big enough. And he said they always, and he listed a bunch of people they killed or wounded. And then Fox News attacked him Sunday because he comes on my show and said, Alex Jones, you go on with those nuts. And he said, well, I disagree with you, but I come on with you. And he says, I disagree with Alex on a few things, but I agree with him on other things. He supports me. I'm supporting him. It's just, to tell you, it spooks me out to have them talking about me, Mike.
Well, I can imagine that. I've also noticed in the last few days that somebody is trying to drag Ron Paul into the middle of the 9/11 debate. And again, to me, it is just a case of trying to take the war from being center stage issue going into the 2008 election. And they're desperate to do it. And because they're desperate, what they're doing is really obvious. And I think to those of us who've been watching how the mainstream media has been manipulating elections for the last couple of decades, it's almost laughably obvious, how scared they are.
Well, exactly. But what's laughable is if 82% of Americans think they were lied to about 9/11, that's just going to make Ron Paul popular. I mean, they we'll talk about it when we get back. Stay there, Mike Rivera.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Ron, Wendy, Mike, Ryan, many others that are patiently holding, Anthony, we're going to get to your calls coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Michael Rivero is our guest joining us, always honored to have him. I don't know if you've seen this Mitt Romney video we've got up on PrisonPlanet.com. We just got a link to it. But it shows the debate Sunday, and it shows hundreds of Ron Paul supporters. I'd say 3-1 to Mitt Romney, and you see a few other signs in there, too. But I mean, I'd say 2/3 are Ron Paul. And it shows just hundreds of people as the camera, you know, pans along. And then it shows in the video the very people that ABC News took photos of. It was ABC News debate, which they didn't even promote and had in the early morning, as everybody knows. And it shows one Ron Paul supporter. Then it cuts to a huge mass of Mitt Romney people. And you know, shooting from down low and them all squunched together to make it look, I mean, using every trick in the book. And I think that's going to backfire on them. Now, trying to claim, oh, look, he's for pork barrel. Everybody knows he's against pork barrel. And see, they know that's really popular to be against it. And they hate to even mention that, as Mike was saying. They want it to be about some football issue that'll never be decided. I'm not saying abortion and things aren't real issues. What I'm saying is they never want it to be on one side or the other conclusive. It's meant to just go on forever. and then, you know, gay marriage distractions and just all of this, you know, I mean, mindless diversions that they get us endlessly. I mean, the Democrats are going to have a thing about a whole debate about gays. I mean, you know, and again, I'm not bashing any group here. It's like, I mean, are we going to have a meeting about a debate about heterosexuals or, you know, a debate about Christmas trees? I mean, this is just crazy. Mike Rivera, this new video, though, showing this, that's only going to enrage people.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And again, going back to the fact that the majority of Americans know that we were all lied to about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, they know that the major networks were part and parcel to that lie, that they were complicit in the lie, that they have been very resistant to clarification of that lie. So not only are they guilty of it, they're basically unrepentant. They're still trying to perpetuate the lies and keep moving forward. They're not showing any trace of social conscience by going back and saying, well, yeah, it was a lie that Saddam had nuclear weapons, the way Bush likes to say it. But
on the internet.
Yeah, on the internet.
I know the Google. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, majority of the American people are very skeptical. They're very wise to the fact that the mainstream media exists to sell them things, including presidential candidates. And yeah, they're going to see this tape and they're going to realize that, yeah, the media is trying as hard as they can to bury Ron Paul. And what everybody needs to start asking is why? Why is this guy so much of why is he so terrifying? Because as you pointed out earlier, a lot of people think Ron Paul is the only candidate who could beat a Democrat like Hillary or Obama, and yet the GOP wants to shy away from him. And the reason, of course, is he brings the issue of the war to the election.
And by the way, the GOP candidates, the other ones, to a man, won't even at least put out fake conservative rhetoric. They're not even trying to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was really interesting, going back to that debate with Mitt Romney, when Ron Paul was talking about, you know, why are we over in the Mideast attacking countries that didn't attack us? And Mitt Romney basically burst in with, well, what about 9/11? And what we did is we have the video of Bush admitting that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and we had all of our readers basically just mail that video to Mitt Romney's campaign office to send him the message, we know that you are misspeaking when you get up there and shout, what about 9/11, when Ron Paul is saying we should end these wars.
But Dick Cheney still does it.
Yeah, I'm sure that Dick Cheney still does, and but again, I don't know that many people are paying attention to him outside the mainstream
media. Now, I want
to
shift gears. I agree. Yeah. He's a complete joke. 10% approval rating now, down from 12 a month ago. And no one's ever had a 10%, folks. I mean, not even Nixon or Spiro Agnew or, you know, any of these criminals. I want to get into economy briefly, war with you briefly, and then take a few calls for Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. First, Mike, this martial law situation, you've been looking at that since Clinton was in office. You had one of the first political websites on the web, even before the Drudge Report, so you've been there since the start. I've never seen such preparation for a terror attack, such pre-hyping. And I've never seen a president sign a PDD saying, I'm above Congress, and then Congress, now it's up to four members on the Homeland Security Board, write letters and make phone calls, and Homeland Security says, even though you're highest security clearance, you can't see what our secret plan is. I mean, that is the presidency announcing dictatorship, and Paul Craig Roberts said that first hour. This is worse than martial law, because at least Congress would be involved in continuity of government. I mean, where do you see this going?
I see it going very much in the direction that Bush wants it to go until somebody, and obviously it's not going to be the Congress, stands up to him and whacks him on the nose with a 2x4 and says, don't do that anymore. And what you're talking about, the media run up to a terrorist attack, if you think back to 2001, there was a brief interval between All Gary Condit All the Time, which was used to distract Americans from U.S. government announcements of a coming war in Afghanistan, and there was this gap throughout most of August where we were getting all these news stories about what a terrible person Osama bin Laden was and how bad Al-Qaeda was and how mean and nasty things that they were planning to do.
And they blow up the Buddhist temples, and they're coming to get you any minute, yeah.
And actually, at the time, in August of 2001, I wrote an article at the time, I said, something is coming up. They're pre-selling this guy too hard because Osama wasn't actually doing anything in any of these stories.
Yeah, they had to brand him first.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The stories were all about what a bad man he is. And there wasn't anything in the story that they were reporting. It wasn't like Osama blows up, you know, a bus and burns his lips on the exhaust pipe or something. It was just, we say he's a bad man.
And they hurt women. And I remember seeing Gary Hart and Warren Rudman on the CFR commission that wrote up the Homeland Security plan before it happened, bragging on Hardball, where they said, something big's coming, life's going to change. And Matthew started laughing and saying, thank you for sharing this. I'm so honored. And then they said, yeah, big buildings. There's going to be troops on the streets. And they were laughing, going, big buildings, and laughing. They actually had a wicked little gang member celebration on TV. And then I was at the grocery store later that day, and I saw Bin Laden on all the magazines, because they know the lowest denominator gets their news by just looking at that. And I went on air, and I said, they're going to attack the World Trade Center, because I knew the Fed had bombed it before. Criminals always come back. And I said, it's going to happen. And I said, call the White House, tell them don't do it. I mean, that's how obvious this was, Mike.
It was very obvious back then. It is equally obvious now. You know, we're seeing, from where I sit, we're seeing this huge faction fight inside the federal government where there are large portions of the government that don't want to do another 9/11 because they know the American people are not going to buy it. They don't want to do any more wars because they're seeing that we're losing in Afghanistan and Iraq. They think it's an insane idea. They realize that we're mostly fighting these wars at the behest of a foreign government, and they don't want to do that anymore. But you've got just these isolated individuals in positions of tremendous power who want to move this thing forward, and they don't care what they have to do it. So it's kind of a scary thing that the future course of our entire history is going to be determined by whichever one of our leaders is the least mentally stable and willing to carry out another staged terror attack.
Now, if this isn't crazy enough, we'll go ahead and finish your point.
No, I said, and basically, you know, those who are willing to do anything to attain power are usually going to be willing to do anything with it.
And as if all this isn't dangerous enough, and really, I mean, I'm freaked out, folks, and I live this every day. This is really happening. I mean, he's now announced he's a dictator publicly. As if that isn't bad enough, the dollar is in a complete nosedive. The housing market is starting to implode, not just the ARMs or the jumbo loans, but the whole nine yards. Quote, good lending risk are now defaulting. The second biggest lender in mortgages just went belly up yesterday. I mean, we've got inflation at 13.6% with the real brokerage houses numbers per annum. I mean, this is insane. I mean, Mike Rivera, we are living in just, it's incredible.
It absolutely is, and certainly the economy is a big, big, big problem because Bush and his neocons have been basically printing up the money to spend on their war. And up until now, they were relying on the exploding real estate market to act as a cash sink. They would print up the money at the Federal Reserve. They'd spend it on bombs and bullets and weapons and defense contractors. The money would go into circulation, but then it would get soaked up by everybody buying these new, much more expensive homes. And on paper, it looked like people were getting rich, but they're still in the same $40,000 home their parents had with three bedrooms, two baths, and a leaky roof. It's the same physical asset. It just costs a lot more.
Listen, four-bedroom houses that aren't in dangerous neighborhoods are $600,000 in this town. I mean, just 10 years ago, those houses were $150,000.
It is. And see, that jump up in price is what's been soaking up the surplus money that has been printed up to pay for the wars. But now that the real estate market has busted and that cash sink is no longer working, now we're going to see all that extra money chasing too few goods and services, and we're going to start to see prices really skyrocket, and inflation's going to get out of control.
And generally, that's what the rule's been, about 2 years for in just maniac inflationary printing to be felt, and then it eases in. But this has been so overboard, I mean, even the easing in is going to be like getting hit in the head with a jackhammer.
It absolutely is, and we're seeing so many foreclosures around here. I live in a pretty good neighborhood here in Hawaii. We've got a house up the street, nice house, gone into foreclosure. I've got friends on the mainland who say there are three foreclosures just on the street where she lives, and it's really going crazy. We're starting to see TV commercials here where they're saying, we have foreclosed homes for you to buy real, real cheap. All you have to do is pay the outstanding balance. Well, it's still a lot of money. But when you see them advertising foreclosure sales on TV, you know it's getting really bad out there.
But meanwhile, there's still a whole other layer of news going, everything's wonderful. The war on terror is fabulous. No warrants to spy is good. Police in black ski mask is fun. You know, Prozac and Ritalin with 20% of the population on it. CPS snatching kids everywhere. Illegal aliens running all over us. It's wonderful. Huge TB hospitals having to be set up. Oh, it's flesh-eating back. I mean, it's, you know.
There was a wonderful quote from Jay Leno the other night. He said, the big story in Washington, D.C. is not the war in Iraq, not Alberto Gonzalez lying to Congress, not health care. The big story everyone's talking about is Hillary Clinton showing a little cleavage. The United States is 231 years old, but apparently the media is only 13.
Exactly. But they've also had studies out now that people don't want to see Paris Hilton. They don't want to see the latest O.J. or Anna Nicole Smith, but the media force feeds it.
Yeah, because that's the media's job, to keep everybody dazzled and distracted. The media today in the United States is fulfilling the same function as the Colosseum filled in Imperial Rome. It keeps the public distracted so they're not paying attention to what Caligula is doing with his sister in the back room.
Mike, you've been around a long time. You're a top special effects guy also. We don't get into that. But the point is, I mean, you're a successful fellow, smart guy, and you've been around longer than I have. You've seen this. How bad do you think it's going to get? Big recession, huge recession, depression that they'll call a recession, what's going to happen?
I think we're in for a very, very hard time. I don't know what they'll call it because the labels sort of get made up based on political necessity at the time. But because of the over-leveraging and the derivative situation, I think what we've started to see already in the hedge funds is going to start spreading to a lot of other mutuals and various other investment packages. And we're going to see a lot of people who've worked their entire lives to build themselves a good retirement and to build equity in their home, and they're just going to have to sit there and watch it dissolve away before their very, very eyes. And the message I want to get out to all of these people who are starting to deal with this and who will deal with this, it is not your fault. You didn't make bad choices. You did what you were supposed
That's
to. You
right.
worked hard. This has been engineered for
yes.
you
yes.
to keep you so poor you cannot quit working,
yes.
which is the real goal of capitalism here.
Yeah,
so,
and I mean, this is not free market. This is crony capitalism or corporatism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. Understand, folks, they brag they engineered the 29 crash. This is going to be, all I know is the numbers we're talking about here are astronomically worse, okay? And we're at a higher a private debt ratio than the depth of the Depression in November of 33. We passed that line in January of this year. Year, 8 months ago. So what I want everybody to understand here is that they will not drop the hammer completely on us if we blame them. But if we let them spin it in 100 news specials, how we're a bunch of pig people and we deserve this, and to a small extent, you know, certainly we played along with it, but no, Mike is right. This is engineered, and they'll burn a few brokers and a few more Martha Stewarts. That is icing on the cake and the propaganda, Mike.
Well, you know, we're already starting to see that because there have already been a couple of news stories put out attempting to say that the reason the bridge collapsed in Minneapolis is because Americans were unwilling to spend the extra highway taxes to take care of our roads.
And hand them over to foreign corporations, yes.
Yeah, no mention of the $500 billion going into Iraq, no mention of $30 billion going to Israel to get their permission to sell airplanes to Saudi Arabia. No mention whatsoever of the fact that we have already been paying high taxes, supposedly to take care of our own country, only to see the money taken out.
It's amazing. We got to take some calls. It's just amazing.
Okay.
We got to get this is incredible. These are the times that try people's souls. This is not a boring time to be alive. Ron in New York wanted to call in about a very draconian gun bill. Another one. I mean, I can't even keep track of it anymore. Ron's always a good source. Retired police officer, so I've learned to trust his call. Tell me what's going on, real fast, Ron.
Okay, this is what happened in the Senate Judiciary Committee last Thursday afternoon. They took the bill, which you and your audience may know as H.R. 2640. They metamorphosized it for the third time. It's the trick that they're using to enable deception on the bill. They merged it with several other unrelated bills, and in fact, they're going to renumber the bill. It will be given an S designation. They did this as they were on the cusp of going out the door for vacation to gum up the works so that...
Now, they already passed one gun control bill, and then now they've got another one?
They metamorphosized that bill. This is the second metamorphosis of that bill, because every time the public gets wise to what they're doing, they take another skip and a jump and rechange it. Now what they've done is they've taken 2640. They're using stealth, almost clandestine methods of legislating to do this. All right. In fact, there's never been one sentence or word of debate about this bill.
Well, they said that the immigration bill was secret, remember?
Yeah, well, this is even better than that because most people don't know what's going on because the methods they're doing are really, really I-spy legislating. Now, what they've done is they've taken 2640, which was a horrible bill, and they may have, at least this is cursory tentative information that I've gotten, kicked it up a notch and made it worse to where they may have added, I believe, some clauses in the bill that was already a horrible bill.
Well, what's the bill number? What's the bill number right now?
It hasn't been. They're using trickery. They haven't assigned a bill number to it. This is all fraud. This is all legislative fraud to keep you in the dark about it. They're trying to fast-track this bill. They don't even want there to be debate on it.
Let me get a comment from Michael.
I know the title of the bill if you want to know that.
Yeah, give it to us.
It will be called the School Safety and Law Enforcement Law Enforcement Improvement Act. The School Safety and Law Enforcement Improvement.
Say what, Mike, write me up a blurb on email and send it to Aaron at Infowars.com, two A's, and we'll get it up. And I call more frequently. I always love hearing from you. Mike Rivero, they really have circled the wagons, and I think they're going to accelerate their fall. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to accelerate their fall, but before that, they're going to try and accelerate their establishment of a true dictatorship in this country, and grabbing the guns has to be a high priority, and what that signals is they know they're going to push us to the point where a violent revolution seems like the best option, and that tells us we have not seen the worst of the abuses yet by any
stretch. Oh, my God, it's going to be bedlam.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Folks, I got loaded phone lines. We got 5 minutes left. I'm going to try to jam Wendy and Mike and Ryan maybe and all these others. I have to get Mike up more often than once a month and for more than 45 minutes. Before I go back to Mike Rivero, keep playing that. I like to hear that in the background. Before I go back to Mike Rivero, I want to just tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. That's the website for the J. Michael Stevens Group and Steve Shank. It's the highest quality, longest continually operating food company, 26 years here in the United States. I bought food from them, gotten food from them twice. And it's just the highest quality. And they've got some new little boogie packs that are a month supply. And they got 2 months supplies for one person that just fit in two boxes right in your trunk with really tasty meals, high nutrition value. This stuff is light years ahead of MREs and much less expensive. It is just the name in storable foods. And everybody needs to be getting geared up and ready for whatever comes. This is insurance you can eat. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Call them or check out their website today. Do not wait. Mike Rivero, I haven't had enough time. I hope you'll come on next week again for a full hour because I want to be able to get to all these calls. Let's jam in one right now. Wendy in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to call and tell you that yesterday, I'm a 9/11 activist. I organized for Rochester 9/11 Truth. And yesterday I was arrested at a protest. My camera was confiscated, and everyone in the crowd was harassed as far as cameras, they were searching cars for cameras. They were grabbing cameras out of media. I had a press pass on, and I was the only one that got their camera confiscated. I was
So now with the new can't film but for 30 minutes,
yes.
They were already telling us we couldn't film before. Now they're just snatching and grabbing everything.
Yes. I was told that if I didn't identify the other people in the crowd taking pictures, I'd be arrested and my camera would be confiscated, which I rely on. And so they did that. They went ahead and took it and arrested me, charged with trespassing.
Where were you when they charged you with trespassing?
I was on the property. I was on private property, but the problem is I was confronting Randy. I was going in to protest Randy Cool, who is our congressman, and his office is on private property.
No, I understand. Well, look, they're already on. Listen, I need to get your name, your info. I need to give you to Aaron Dykes so we can get a blurb up on Jones Report. .com about this, and we don't screen calls because we're all about the First Amendment, but it's also a problem because if I'd have known this, I'd have had you on 30 minutes ago when you first started holding, and I'm sorry to all the callers. Because of this, we're now out of time. Call me back tomorrow, Mike, Ryan, Andrew, and others, and we'll get to you first in line, but stay there, Wendy, because I want to get your name and number and contact info. But Mike Rivero, we're seeing more and more of this, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, and I think the immediate solution is to always buy really cheap and expensive cameras you can live without when you're going to go to film at these events. But, yeah, it's an indication that the government knows that these kind of stories get out on the Internet, and they can't block the Internet, so they're going to just try and block the citizen investigators and reporters from videotaping these events.
Yeah, what happens is they get multiple generation old cameras that are still great, but nobody wants them. You can buy one chip camera from 3-4 years ago for like $50 with the chargers and batteries off eBay. Wendy, stay there. I'm going to get your info at the end of the show. Mike, go ahead and continue commenting.
Basically, that's it. If you're going to be covering these stories, and please send in your videos to Alex Jones and to me. We'll put them up there, but use an inexpensive camera because, yes, the police are confiscating, and in some cases they're just smashing cameras that are in places the government does not want.
How do you think cops got to the point, I've seen them on the street do it, where we're bad to have cameras, but they're putting cameras on us?
Because it's for the national security.
Do those cops have any idea what's going to happen to their bank accounts and everything else, that they're going to get nailed by the same people?
They're probably convinced that if they go along with it, that they will not be touched. It's like that line from the movie Blade Runners, there's cops and then there's the little people. And I think there's a lot of that attitude is starting to take hold inside law enforcement.
I agree, Mike. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.